Vanessa Biddle, class of 88.
I'm Jamie Riley, also class of 88.
You came as a freshman, I came as a junior. I was coming from Philadelphia, knowing pretty much no one in the state of California or the school. And we met on, I would say, what was the Kern River?
Yeah, and the, what's it called, the outings week? So we met on that trip and just became friends and then dated for a little while here. And then we broke up, but we stayed friends afterwards. And then sophomore year of college, I think, Vanessa came to visit me. I was going to UCSB. She came to visit me, and then she met some other dude, and we had a falling out about it.
Quite, right.
Yeah, and then we didn't talk for 8 years. And then I was going through tax papers, and I found the notes we'd written back and forth, and I was like, oh, that's kind of a dick. And so I wrote her a note apologizing.
And you sent it to my parents' house in Philadelphia, where I happened to be visiting at the time, and got this letter. I think you had even cut out my handwriting.
Yeah, like the old address from an old letter.
Right, it was just a kind of a general apology.
Yeah.
At that point, the details were kind of even hazy why we were fighting, but we both can hold a grudge pretty well.
Yeah, so we started writing back and forth, and then we started emailing
letters.
Back and forth.
Letters, yeah.
And then we started talking on the phone, and then Vanessa asked if I was going to go to the 10-year reunion. I was living in San Francisco, and so...
I was in New York.
Yeah, and I said yes, and I convinced her to fly out to San Francisco so we could drive down together. And so we caught up on the drive down, and then and my best friend, Joel Brand, who's also in our class, I remember saying to him, I think, you know, it's really good to see her. I kind of think she's into me. And he was like, don't do anything stupid. Don't try to kiss her. You just got this friendship back. Like, don't ruin it. And I was like, yeah. And so I kissed her, and then we got together on the reunion, and then
that became a pretty good story.
Yeah.
As he was the best man for our
yes,
wedding.
Yeah, it's true. But so then Vanessa moved out to San Francisco after a little, you know, cross-country dating. She moved out to San Francisco, and then a couple years later we moved out to L.A., and then we got married in 2003. And is that right? Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
2003. So, yeah, so it was in 98 at our reunion. We got married in 2003, and then we had our first kid in 2004 and our second kid in 2008.
I feel like by the next reunion, we were back here and I was married. We were married and I was pregnant with Odessa. Yeah.
By the 20.
Yeah. By 15.
By 15.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
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 Serenes are.
Yeah, serenes are pretty good. We always try to attend, and who knows what else will happen. I mean, I think it's kind of shocking. We have, there's the two of us, and then there's Joel Brand, who's a really good friend to both of us, and then we have two other, both Jocelyn Dennison and Bonnie Carlson have. We all have kids in the same school, so we see that group of people with great frequency,
Yeah, it's like another family.
Yeah, it's. I just think it's shocking how tight we still are with so many people from high school. 30 years later, that's just surprising. I mean, I think that when I look at the rest of my peers, they might still be in touch with one person from high school, and they went to big, mostly much bigger places. So, I do think living with people, you build something pretty different. So I think that's really neat. And I don't know, for me, it was just coming here was a great experience, being out from under the thumb of my parents and like figuring things out was super helpful.
Yeah.
And valuable.
For me, I came from Philadelphia, which at the time, I'm sure now the school is incredibly diverse, but at the time, I think I was the only one from the East Coast who had come. So it felt like a complete completely foreign place to me. I'd never been to California. And then at the time, the vacations were so short, you couldn't really go back. I think it was like a day for Thanksgiving or two. So you were here for like pretty much the whole year I was with my trunk that I sent. And like it felt like a complete adventure. And I never wanted to leave. I always knew I'd come back to California somehow.
Yeah, people ask Vanessa, like, oh my gosh, you went to California from the East Coast, like, why are there so many boarding schools back east? And she's always like, well, I toured in February, and I arrived in snow clothes and saw people walking around in shorts.
I think we went to the beach with my dad and I, yeah, I was pretty sold.
I don't know, we sort of got through a lot of, it's like, that's a really tough time of life, you know, you're sort of like figuring out who you are, you got tons of hormones and like all these like grown up emotions and not necessarily.
There was a guy from the class of 78 who was describing him and all the other boys like Roombas, like just kind of,
bouncing around.
Like there's certain boundaries and they were just like kind of bouncing around. It was a funny description, but.
But I think, yeah, I mean, that is, you got all sorts of big feelings and not necessarily the tools to figure out how to deal with those yet. So I think that...
The faculty were so...
Yes. I feel like...
Present and involved, and it was so different. I had gone to an all-girls school for 12 years in Philadelphia. Very traditional and strict, and coming here, I couldn't believe that the teachers actually wanted to spend time with the students. There was, I think we had office hours at my old school, but none of the teachers wanted to see you after school or have any interaction. And it was just wildly different. We had some very young teachers here too, but all of them just seemed to be so interested in the kids and so welcoming and inside and like, even outside of academics, contrast.
I feel like
to what I had experienced.
That was a really important thing for me when I went to college and I went to UCSB, and it's a big, you know, there's 20,000 people there, and I remember showing up for office hours, and the professor was like, "Aren't you in my class?" Like, "Yeah." Like, what are you doing here? "I'm here to talk about the book." He was like, "What?" Like, no one had ever done that before, and so for the expectation of that interaction with your teachers, I think, was one of the things that allowed me to be successful in college, because otherwise I don't know that would have been the case. But I think I was going to say that the same thing. I think that there's a couple faculty, I was looking at your questions, there's a couple faculty members who ended up being like kind of like second and third moms, you know, when you're 14 and away from home. And their sort of makeup their composition was similar to my mom's composition. So I think they were really helpful. And then I think we just made really tight friendships and leaned on each other for that stuff. Cause it can be a really tough time.
I don't know. One thing that has struck me in coming back is, the setting has not changed for me, just like the magnificence of the outdoors and the every place you look, and especially having come from the East Coast, it being so different. And but I guess I'm struck by how like simple the dorms and classrooms are, and like almost unprecious, I guess. I love that aspect of it, and it hadn't occurred to me when I was going here.